Welcome to Barefoot Autism Warriors podcast. I'm Ninka Benedict Mauritsen and I freed my son from symptoms of autism. This podcast is my way of giving back. I share the unique approach to autism which got my son from one of the most severe cases of endless tantrums, rituals, stimming, sleepless nights, aggression and lack of eye contact to a life without any symptoms. I also share how this journey connected me to my life purpose and made me lose 44 pounds, getting rid of anxiety and depression, plus help my entire family. This podcast is for those who don't subscribe to one-size-fits-all solutions, who do not accept the notion of there's nothing you can do. This podcast is for those who believe in healing, spirituality, biohacking, brain development, ancestral health, and wake-up calls. Autism is a sacred wake-up call, and this is a place to be, to wake up to change and transformation. Welcome to today's podcast about how to speed up your child's turnaround process by connecting to your inner child. Have you ever felt stuck or confused about your health, your symptoms, your situation, financially or practically, and your child's symptoms and what to do next to help? Because there's so many things you can do, so many conflicting advice, what to do, what to choose. And have you ever thought, I wish I had somewhere to go to find the answer to solve all of these problems? Actually, you have. And in this podcast, I'll teach you 3 simple steps to more clarity, health, and healing for you and your child by connecting to a very unusual source, your inner child. I'm also, and this is so exciting, in this podcast, I'm going to give you access to a free meditation to connect to your inner child. And it's so powerful, and I cannot wait to share it. Now, before you are thinking, or before you start thinking, what's that? That sounds silly. How's my inner child going to affect my eating, my health, my weight, and my ability to know how to best help my child? That doesn't sound right. Let me just say this. I have 11 years of experience as a health coach, coaching women to replace stress, yo-yo weight, yo-yo mood and sleep and health and self-hate and disconnect and love issues, to replace that with health and peace and clarity and strength and beauty in a way that it affects not only themselves, but their children and everyone around them. And to do this, it has been shown throughout the years that my inner child work has always been the most powerful tool that I have given my coaching clients. And I have had thousands of coaching clients live and online and in educations and teacher trainings over the years. I even won prizes for my online coaching health company for women. Now, why is this work important? Well, what I've learned from working with the inner child work and women for 11 years is that without it, the inner child shows up. So the inner children and your inner child will show up by demonstrating your ability or lack of ability to parent yourself. And where does this child show up and express itself? It expresses itself through your body, your tissue, your fat tissue, symptoms, cellulite, but it also expresses itself through your mood and your level of maturity and clarity. So the inner child has an inner language and a physical language. So you can always look at your body and your mood and your current situation and determine whether you are a good parent to your inner child and or not. So that's step number one. Why is this important? Step number one also leads into this whole concept of neglect of the inner child. So if your inner child is neglected, it acts like a real neglected child. So it becomes loud and expressive and demanding. And from a physical perspective, what it shows up as is body fat and symptoms and cellulite and all kinds of weird things going on with your body, constipation, things that doesn't really make sense. It's that sense of not understanding your body and your body works against you, just like a child who is in reaction mode. Your body is reacting, it's trying to get your attention, and it's actually the inner child trying to get attention through your body. The inner language in a neglected child is when you want to understand if you are a mediocre parent to your inner child and you want to check the inner language of your inner child, that's when you feel needy, when you feel like a victim, when there's a lot of drama and conflict around you, when you're very confused and you feel like someone else got to help you lose weight, or someone else got to tell you what protocol to put your child on, someone else got to tell you what diet is good for you and your child, someone else is got to give you advice. You become needy, you become helpless. And that's because a child that is neglected needs a parent. And that's what the child's expressing through your actions. So you can look at yourself and your level of maturity to determine whether you're a good parent to your child or not. And the good news is you can take charge of this at any time. The first step is to realize that this is what's going on at a subconscious level. And then we're going to get to how you're going to pick this up and change it. Not only changing your physical body, but changing your child's physical health and the speed by which you can go through the turnaround process. This is just one of the tools in the autism turnaround process that I use to turn my son's autism around from the most horrific symptoms to nothing. And let's dive further into it. Why does this happen? It happens because we don't understand our body. We don't understand why we get fat and tired and stressed, and we don't know how to help ourselves or anybody else, because we are basically living a life through a tantrum-based toddler. So it's your child at a very immature state is controlling your life, controlling your body, controlling your emotions, and that's what needs to change. Step number two, this is a really mysterious fact, and it's something I've seen with women, thousands of women, again and again and again. Women who have children in their lives, our children, that's right, your autistic child or any child that you have in the physical world that you've given birth to mirrors your inner child. That's such a curious fact, but it's just happening again and again, and we just cannot ignore that this is going on. So if your physical child or autistic child is screaming, stimming, shutting down, struggles, suffers, you can be sure that your inner child needs some serious care, nourishment, rest, and attention and love and maturity from a parent, you as a parent to you. Of course, this is not the full picture, because what I'm all about is combining the inner work, the mindset work, the manifestation work, the spiritual work with hardcore biomedical, diet-based and nutritional-based approaches to autism. And I'm all about the whole full spectrum. And this is part of it. It's very important. And it's something to look into before looking into all the other hardcore nutritional aspects of the turnaround process. So if your child struggles, you can be certain that your inner child is struggling and it's calling your name and it's asking you to step up and parent yourself better. So the inner child demonstrates the self-neglect via symptoms and behavior in your physical children. And I just find that so fascinating. I love that we can look at our body, we can look at our children, and then we can take a peek into our inner emotional world to understand more about ourselves and to pick things up and change them. So how do we change them? That brings us to step number three. So here's the reason why and how the inner child work is crucial when you want to change the reality and the expression of autism and speed up the turnaround process, but also when you want to get yourself to a healthier place and to a better place emotionally and mentally. So because the inner child expresses neglect or self-care through your body, The inner child is a key player in your autism turnaround journey for your child. Why? Because your body is a receptor, and this is something I talk about again and again and again. It is in your body that you will receive the information about what foods to give your children, what supplements to take and not take, what experts you can trust, what the next step will be for your child in the turnaround journey, because turning autism around is about you collecting all the pieces of the puzzle for your healing puzzle. And your puzzle is unique, is different to everybody else's. And the inner child is a key player in your ability to connecting to that journey where you collect all the pieces of the puzzle and complete it so that your child can get to a better place. The body is the temple for your soul. Your body is where you connect to intuition, and it's where you download divine guidance for the next step to take in your child's healing journey. You receive information through your body, and you cannot receive information through your body if it's blocked, stressed out, or if it's acting like a 24/7 phone line between a distressed inner child, a neglected inner child, and you, the parent. So if the phone line is busy because you need to get back to reparenting yourself, you won't be able to receive the crucial information that will take you on a turnaround journey for your child. And this is when we see all these moms on social media looking for the next diet, the next shiny object, being completely occupied with experts that tell them the truth about glutamate or oxalates or this diet or the other diet, the Nemetschek, the Reed diet, the medical medium diet, the GAPS diet, whatever, though being occupied because they need some parenting that they are not giving themselves. At the exact moment where you find your path, you become more silent. You're not so vocal about, ooh, this is happening, and what about this, and what about that diet? You know, you're not so vocal because you become silent in the healing process because it's so profound and it's so holy. It's such an inner journey. The only reason why I'm vocal about this journey is because I have to spread this word to millions of moms so that they can take the easy route to the autism turnaround and not the unconscious one, because that's the one that takes the longest time. So now do you understand why inner child work is so crucial and important for you to be able to turn autism around, but also for you to be able to get healthy? So to sum it up, we've been through the fact that inner child work is important because the inner child expresses your ability to parent yourself or your lack of ability to parent yourself. Your inner child expresses herself or himself through the tissue, through fat tissue, through symptoms in you and your child. So you can always look at your body. Does it look healthy? Does it look strong? Does it look like there's flow in the tissue? You can look at your mood. Is it pretty predictable? Do you feel pretty good most of the time when there's reason to feel good? Or are you all over the place like a yo-yo with your mood and your weight and your health and your well-being and your thinking and your love life and your child and family? We also established that the inner child is linked to your physical children, which means that the inner child, not only does it show up in your body as symptoms and reveals your ability to parent yourself, it also shows up as a mirror in your children. So you can look at your children and determine your ability to parent yourself here and now. And then we determined that the inner child has a physical language and an inner language. The physical language is fat tissue, symptoms, and being, you know, food addictions, all the weird symptoms in the body. And the inner language is the neediness, the victimhood, the drama, the confusion, where you can feel yourself being needy and where you can feel that you constantly need guidance, you need a rescuer, because it's actually a child is operating through your system. So when we determined this, we also determined that your body is a temple that needs to receive information about how you can collect the pieces of the puzzle for your child's healing journey. And if your body is occupied with bad parenting and the phone line is busy because your child is trying to get through to you constantly via symptoms and drama and confusion, then you won't be able to download sacred information about your next step for your healing of your child. This is why inner child work is crucial in the turnaround process. And it's work that we dive deep into in my mindset course. And if you're lucky, you're listening to this just as we're opening up pop-up groups and enrollment to the mindset course where I'm coaching you through the whole process. It's a three-module journey, three-week journey with coaching. But no matter when and how you're listening to this podcast, you will get access in the show notes on my website or wherever you're listening to this podcast. There's a link for a free inner child meditation. And this meditation works whether you believe in it or not. So all you got to do is literally sit down, press play, and let the meditation do this work for you. All you need to do is be open and receptive to it. You can even be skeptical, but you need to do it for it to work. So I suggest you do it maybe for a week daily if you can and see what happens and keep a diary and write down what's going on, what symptoms you have seen in yourself, your child, and your body. What language does your body speak right now and your inner child? And work with it and see what happens when you take this on board. So sign up either on my website, barefootautismwarriors.com, where the podcasts are always hosted, or wherever you're listening to this podcast, check the show notes and get your meditation by clicking the link and signing up for the meditation and my newsletter. Until next week, be safe and be a great parent.